Hey, everybody, please make sure to go ahead and rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks. 53. Let's get to another new film. Changing it up a little bit this week again. Let's get to The Marvels, which is the latest MCU installment. Came out late last year in 2023, and it's on Disney Plus now to stream. It's directed by Nia DaCosta. It stars Brie Larson, Teyana Paris, Iman Vellani, Samuel L. Jackson, Zawi Ashton, and a few others. And the synopsis is, Carol Danvers gets her powers entangled with those of Kamala Khan and Monica Rambeau, forcing them to work together to save the universe. So we did review the first Captain Marvel on the show way back when, and I liked it a fair bit. I really like Brie Larson. She's really grown on me a lot over the years. I didn't love her when she first got started, but I think since she was in Room, and then when she got to be Captain Marvel, I was a big fan of hers and have been ever since. But when this one was announced and leading up to it, I just, every single trailer that I saw, any still images, as I think many were thinking the same from what I understood, very uninterested. It looks so generic. And it's no shock to say that the MCU is definitely in a bit of a gray area right now, because after Endgame, they're trying to figure out, I guess, trying to figure out where to go next and what they're leading to, because right now it does feel fairly directionless. And there has still been a good amount of the movies since Endgame that I have enjoyed and even enjoyed a fair bit, but it does lack the drive that the original few phases had. And just got around to seeing this one in the last week, had some time, and I didn't have a whole lot of interest in seeing it, but I did want to cover it on the show, and since I've seen all the other MCU movies. And overall, I think I'm with the general masses here, as I talked about on my Letterboxd review. I think it's pretty bad. I don't think it's horrible, but it was so bland and underdeveloped. I thought the direction, it's not horrible, and it is directed by the woman who did the Candyman remake, which I have not seen yet. I do want to watch it at some point, though. But the direction feels so insignificant, I guess, if that makes sense. It really does feel, in terms of the pacing, how scenes are structured, the overall flow of the story, it does feel like an extended TV pilot. Like, this is something that would be the first episode of a Captain Marvel or the Marvels show on Disney Plus. It breezed through scenes. I thought scenes were so short. I never had time at all to really think about what they were saying. The dialogue, like, I'm fine with sci-fi, space, intergalactic jargon in terms of dialogue, like worlds and portals and all that stuff. But I don't know if it was just overkill in this or if it was how it was presented in direction and writing and all that. But the dialogue was so nonsensical. I could not follow anything that they were saying about what was happening, why they were, not to spoil anything too much, but like the switching back and forth between the different characters, like, I even know how to explain it properly, but that whole thing didn't make sense to me. I didn't know much at all about Teyana Paris or Miss Marvel. I was very unengaged. The villain is terrible. Like, don't know anything about her. The performance is fine, but there's like one cutscene away to develop her backstory and why she's doing what she's doing. But even that is really low-hanging fruit and something we've seen many times before. And as I've talked about a lot on the show over the years, one reason I typically prefer DC is because Marvel's villains are typically not very good. Not always. I think the MCU has a few really good ones, like the Winter Soldier, but this is a perfect showcase as to Marvel not having a strong villain or not caring enough about the villain to develop it. Because typically, if you have a good villain, that helps to develop the hero too, and to drive them to do what they're doing in the movie, and you get behind them. And in this, there's none of that. So I didn't care about the conflict between the two of them. I didn't really care about the whole intergalactic big world issues. I think one of the only scenes that really stuck out to me was the civilization that they come across that they speak entirely through song. I thought that was kind of interesting. And then the whole dance thing, I thought that was charming. But besides that, so forgettable. Visually, it's okay. I think the special effects are good, but that sort of comes with the territory. I really like Brie Larson's Captain Marvel. As I said, like, I think overall she's just a very, very good actor. I like the design of the character, and I think her moral and ethical grounding is something that I really attach to and I really connect with. So I am always invested in what she's doing and what she's saying, but everything else, not so much. So I think it's probably the worst MCU movie, maybe since Endgame. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else that comes to mind, but this is definitely a dud. And I don't know if Marvel, in terms of the last few movies that have not done all that well, I don't know if they saw that coming and they were thinking, all right, we need to take a break, or this was just a natural break point where they're just doing one or two movies a year for a little while, which I think is very, very smart. But I'm glad that the Marvels is a end point in some ways, because I don't have superhero fatigue, as I talked about on the Madam Web show, but there's something going on in the superhero movie world that is lacking. And this is a perfect, perfect showcase for almost all of those problems, sadly. So check it out if you must. It's diverting enough. It's not too long. I appreciate that, but not much else. So that is a 2 out of 5.